Today's Shir of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is being learned live from Eilat. Every couple of months here in the Mevaseret, we go on different Tiulim, deep Tiulim, to Eilat, Golan. Really not every couple of months, it's more like every month, month and a half. And today we happen to be in Eilat, Lishon HaBet, and I am here with Shai from TABC, and he is a very, very big helper. You want to tell them a little about yourself, Shai?
Hi, I'm from Teaneck, New Jersey. I'm Shana Bet. God willing, I will be joining...
Give me your full name.
Shai Rosalimsky from Teaneck, New Jersey, a TABC alumni. God willing, starting after Pesach, I will be continuing my learning in Landers College for Men.
Excellent. Now we're moving back there in Yaimi. Yeah, we're up to Simon Tuf Mem Zion. And we are up to Siftes. Yavesh be Yavesh. Unbelievable. As you know, when it comes to Bittel, there are two types of Bittel that exist. There are two types of bittel of Isser and Heter. This is what's called Lach Belach and Yovesh B'Yovesh. Lach Belach is when two items, usually liquid, that's why it's called Lach Belach, such as, for example, if Sheikhar, beer, got mixed up with Treif, beer, got mixed up with kosher wine, or vice versa. So that is a Lach Belach mixture. And in a situation like that, during the year, when we're talking about regular, let's say it was wine that was Treif, okay, and it got mixed up with beer. So you need to have 60 times the amount of Sheikhar to the treif wine in order to mevatel the yisr in the of the treif wine. Same thing, for example, if a little bit of fat, treif fat, fell into a chunt and got cooked up in it. So you need to have shishim, 60 times the fat in order to mevatel it. The reason is because even though normally rove works to be mevatel, that which is the minority, the majority is mevatel the minority, so as long as you have 2-1, or even more, or even just a little more heter than iser, it should be batel. But the reason why it's not is because in the lach belach, since they mix together and they absorb each other's tam, so tam of iser will aser the whole mixture. That's in a lach belach mixture. When we deal with something what's called yavesh b'yavesh, where you have separate items, they get mixed up, not because they are physically intertwined and intermingled, but rather because you don't know which one is the kosher one and which one is the treif one. For example, let's say you had two bedatz, eda charedis burgers, that got mixed up with a burger from Abu Ghosh, an Arab town. So there, the reason why it's a tarobes is not because they got intermingled and became one entity, but rather because since you don't know which is the kosher one and which is the treif one, so now you have a tarobes, a mixture, and you don't know which in that mixture of items, you don't know that tarobes, yavesh b'yavesh, you don't know which is the treif one and which are the kosher ones. So therefore, in that type of tarobes, yavesh b'yavesh, the halacha is, there's no issue of tam there, and therefore it is batel barov. They all become halachically kosher because you have rov burgers, bedat eda charedis burgers that is being mevatel the burger, the Abu Ghosh treif burger. Now, the truth of the matter is, burgers aren't really that great of an example, because if burgers are sold separately, so then it's what's called a davar chashuv, because if something gets sold separately. So if something gets sold separately and distinctly, it's a davar chashuv, and it might not be batel midrabanan. But assuming, let's say, the burgers are sold by weight, so it's not a davar chashuv, and therefore it would be batel barov. Now, that's all if the yavesh b'yavesh is what's called min b'mino, the same min, the same type, item type, same taste, same burger, just one's treif, and the other two are kosher. But what happens if you have a situation where, for example, you have a piece of chicken, you have a hot dog, and you have a burger, and you just forgot which one is kosher, which one is treif. So the other halacha is that even though min ha-Torah, once again, says yavesh b'yavesh, it should be batel barov, because it's a concern you might cook them together, so therefore, midrabanan, you'll need shishin, and you would not apply bittel to it. There would be no bittel barov there. Now, when it comes to Pesach, that's what we're talking about right now. Yavesh b'yavesh. What happens if you have yavesh b'yavesh? Afal gav de b'shar yisur. Even though when it comes to other Isurim, as we said, let's say by the, three treif pieces of meat and things like that, chad betray batel, one into is batal. If you have two heter to one kosher, it's going to be batal again, assuming these are not things that are chashuv and they're sold separately as chashuv items. Then one will be batal and two. Chametz b'matzah, this first opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch holds, chametz b'matzah is different when we're talking about Pesach. On Pesach, chametz, let's say you have a chametz tikka matzah that you use all year long with a regular, with two Pesach tikka matzahs, kosher Pesach matzahs, that got mixed up, that's not going to work because a chametz matzah afilu be'elef. Chametz matzah afilu be'elef. One matzah, one chametz tikka matzah in 1,000 Pesach tikka matzahs that got mixed up, lo batel, it's not going to be batel, and you can't eat any of the matzahs. The Yeshom, the chametz shavah l'shar yisurim b'zeh, and others say no, that when it comes to lach b'lach, we know that the lach is exactly like we said in this first halacha, that by lach b'lach, let's say some breadcrumbs fall into a chont and get cooked up in the chont. There we know, by lach b'lach, on Pesach, there's no bittel at all, shishim doesn't work, afilu be'elef lo batel. But now, by yavesh is a machokes. Well, the first opinion says it's the same thing. If you have a yavesh b'yavesh, there's no bittel b'rov on Pesach itself. The yesh omrin, the chametz shavah l'shar yisurim b'zeh. But there are others that say no, that when it comes to yavesh b'yavesh, we do not say that we treat it like lach b'lach, and then on Pesach, it's going to be asering the taroves, the mixture, even b'chol shel, even the most minutest amount, 1 in 1,000, it's going to be bittel b'rov. That's the machlokas. And we'll see who we hold like, and how we paskin, and more details right now in the Mishnah Berurah. So here we go. Sif tes. Sif katan sadi beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Yavish be yavish. Ritzon alomar, this means to say, shenisari prusos shel chametz. You have a matzah of chametz, betoch prusos matzah. They get mixed up with two matzahs that are kosher l'Pesach. Ve'eino nikar. And you don't know which one is which. De'ilu nisari ev kikar besol kikaros. Now, if we were talking about big loaves that are sold separately, everyone holds it's not going to be batel. Because as we said before, if things are sold separately and not by weight and not like in a box altogether, then they're never going to be batel because it's a davar chashuv, because it's what's called a davi davar shebeminyan. Something that is counted separately, it's sold by the item and not by weight, then ain't no batel afilu be'elef. Then it wouldn't be batel even in 1,000, even if it wasn't Pesach, even if it was during the year. Kinosh is barav yaradei asim in kuf yud. So here we're talking about, we have a slice, a piece of matzah, okay? Pitas, for example. As you all know, there are kosher Pesach pitas if you're a Taimani, so you could have two kosher Pesach pitas with a chametz tikka pita. Pitas are not usually sold separately. They're sold like together in a bag by weight, by liter, by ounces, by whatever it is. So right there, that's what we're talking about. A chametz tikka matzah gets mixed up with two matzahs that are Pesach dik. So the first opinion holds that if it happens on Pesach, we say there's not going to be any bittel barov, sifkat and sari gimel, lo batil, because kevan, the misarev lach b'lach, since the same thing we said, if it was lach b'lach, isuro b'mashahu, for example, a little bit of sheikha, beer, got mixed into wine, even a little tiny amount, it's going to aser, no matter how much wine is in the barrel, because chametz got mixed up in it, even b'mashahu. So therefore, this opinion holds, gam b'yavish, also with dry items, like the matzahs, they were machmir on Pesach. Ve'ein chiluk bein nisarei min b'mino, and there's no difference whether we're talking about yavesh b'yavesh that is min b'mino, which is batel b'rov, or nisarei min b'sheino mino, which is normally batel b'shishim when it's yavesh b'yavesh. This opinion holds that it's not going to be batel at all on Pesach. Lufi said, and according to this, dafke shenisarei b'pesach. He says we're talking according to this specifically if it got mixed, the matzah got mixed up, the chametz tikka matzah got mixed up with the Pesach tikka matzahs on Pesach. But if they got mixed up on Erev Pesach, at Halayla, for example, between Chatzos, between midday and night, the Kaimel and Leel, we held earlier, Sid Beis, the Dino Kishar Yisurim, then on Erev Pesach, even between Chatzos and nightfall, it's like other Yisurim during the year, and we're going to apply the principles of Bittul of all year long. Then, it depends. In Cain, Belach, Shiuro, Bino Seng Tam, if you're dealing with liquid, so then we know that the Shir is No Seng Tam, Kishar Yisurim, as we said, when you're dealing with Lach Belach, it's always going to be Batul B'shishim if it's on Erev Pesach. And who I didn't hear, B'yavesh, we also apply the normal principles. Gamkein, Dino Kishari Surin. So if you're dealing with a min benino yavesh b'yavesh, then it's going to be batel b'rov. However, if it was a min b'she eno mino, as we said, yavesh b'yavesh, it would be batel b'shishim. Umikoma kom tzarchi v'nechal and kulam kodam alayla. However, he says, you got to be careful, and you have to eat them all before nightfall. Dilavach, because if not, then amrinan, we say, dechozer v'niyor, We say there's going to be chozer v'nir b'Pesach. It's going to re-arouse the Yisr on Pesach itself. We saw in the Ramah in Sif Dalid, had said that chozer v'nir will apply. And even though we paskin, okay, and we hold that it's going to be batel, yavesh b'yavesh, Berov on Erev Pesach, that's only if you then went ahead then and ate it and consumed it or sold it or did whatever it is before Pesach. But if it waits around till Pesach, by Yavesh B'Yavesh, we for sure say Chozer V'Nir according to the Ramah, and therefore once it's around on Pesach, that's it. And you can no longer partake of it and eat it because Chozer V'Nir is not Batal anymore. So he says, Yesha Kasfu, there are those that write, Emas I love Batal Yavesh B'Yavesh, Deya Kamaisa. There are those that say, however, that when do we say Yavesh B'Yavesh is not going to be Batal according to this first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch right here. Dafka sha'isu machmas atzmo. Dafka, when the iser is, it's the whole thing itself is asr. Like the whole piece of pita is chametz, right? Shehu, chametz, the whole thing is a chametz entity. Avalimaya heter biatzmo. Let's say it was really heter. Like, for example, there were three Pesach tikka matzah balls. Cold Pesach tikka matzah balls. But raksha nibla bo chametz mashu. But it got cooked up. One of those Pesach tikka matzah balls got cooked up with a little bit of chametz. As he says here, you go matzah, shematzah b'chita chamutzah. Let's say a matzah that came in contact with some wheat that was chametz, and it was nefes v'soch, and it got cooked and baked in with it. V'nisarva got mixed up in it, but it was batel b'shishim, right? V'nisarva acharkach, and then afterwards, okay, that piece of matzah that got mixed up with the other matzahs was only aser. It only became chametz based on the fact that a mashu of chametz turned that Pesach tikka kashul Pesach matzah now into a matzah that's aser because it has chametz of a mashu. So in that case, if it gets mixed up afterwards ba'cheras with others, then even on Pesach batel chad betray, it's going to be batel berov afilu tocha Pesach, even during Pesach. Okay, so that's what's saying. It's saying you have on Pesach three kosher Pesach matzahs. One of the matzahs was baked with a mashu of chametz, and now became chametz based on the fact that it has a mashu that was balea in there. So in that case, if it then gets mixed up with two totally kosher Pesach matzahs, it's going to be batel berov according to these achronim. This is the Yesha Kasfu. Who are these opinions? So the Shiratzion says, this is the opinion of the Eliyazuta, okay, and some others. Now, however, Aval Kama Achronim, however, there are a bunch of Achronim, the Taz and Yerodea, and the Magen Avraham, they're Cholek. They say, they hold it, according to the first opinion, but Chol Gavim, no, not going to make a difference. Not going to be batel, because at the end of the day, this matzah has become usher because it was not that which was boleya into is not batel even b'mashu, and now it gets mixed up with two others, and we say even a mashu is not batel on Pesach by yavish b'yavish. O kasvu, others write the kli chametz shenasarev toch kli Pesach b'Pesach dino kamo yavish b'yavish lo batel v'asu l'shtamish b'en b'Pesach. It's din if you have a kli of chametz that got mixed up with other kli Pesach. On Pesach, so in other words, you have a situation where you're going to have a bittel berov with a chametz tikka pot mixed up with two kosher Pesach pots. So they say that it's like yavesh be yavesh, and it's not going to be batel, and aser l'shtamish be Pesach, you're not going to be able to use it on Pesach. Because that's another example of the item being aser based on the fact that it is balua. It's not chametz machmas atzmo, it's chametz because it's balua with chametz. And once again, we'll apply the principles of yavesh be yavesh, and on Pesach it's not going to be batel. And even if it happens before Pesach, nachon lahach mishol ishtamish bum, nachon not to go ahead and use them. Achein, im akli chametz haya enyo ben yomo. However, if the kli chametz was not ben yomo, so then imkoyim minias siplus yomtiv. Then in a situation where you're gonna lose out on siplus yomtiv because you're not going to be able to have your matzah balls, so then yesh lahakel in the sarev be'erev Pesach. Then you can be mekel on erev Pesach to make sure that you'll be able to eat your delicious matzah balls on Pesach, and you won't have any loss of Simchas Yom Tov. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch had ended off Siftas with the Yesh Omin, that Chametz is like other Isurin Bezeh, and we will say that Yavesh V'Yavesh will be Batel on Pesach. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Taimam. Their opinion is, the Dafka Bedavar Lach. As we said, this opinion, unlike the first opinion, which is a sheet that we hold like, this opinion is Makel and says that only by Dabar Lach, that's Misarev, that gets intermingled, the item is Mamash, a real mixture, where the Bashar Yisurim, in the other Yisurim, Mashirah is Benosim Tam, Mashir is Benosim Tam. It's based on Tam that is given over and given off to the mixture. There, Hechmiru Chacham, that's where the Chacham of Mamachmir and Chametz, the Havi B'mashu, that's going to be Aser, even B'mashu, because the Tam has penetrated the whole item. But by Dabar Yavesh, the Bashar Yisurim, there in other Yisurim, Chad betray Batel, one, it's an item is Batel Berov, so Uadin Bechametz Pesach, the same would apply by Chametz on Pesach. Sif Katan Tzadi Hei, Shavel Bashar Yisurim, it's equal to the other Yisurim, Eskimu Achronim, and the Achronim were all masking, the Alacha Kedeya Kamaisa. The Alacha is like the first opinion that we say, even by Yavesh for Yavesh, a mashahu of chametz is not batel, it's not going to be batel, afil be'elef, im nechal echad mehem, and if one of them gets eaten, however, then there is a kula. Afil nesarev rakhad betray, even if it's just one and two, mutal echol ashal lukuyam. There, everyone will say, you'll be able to eat the rest, because, kevan de minat Torah batel, since minat Torah is really batel. Rak, midrabbanan also, just midrabbanan, it's aser, ubidrabbanan talinan, and midrabbanan, we do what's called talina, and we say shezesh nechal haya chametz. That which was eaten is the chametz. This is a principle. It's like this. See, one got eaten. We are machmir, and we say one and two is not going to be batel on Pesach itself, right? Even though there's rov. But if one of the three got eaten, so then, since one of them got eaten, we can say the one that got eaten. Let's say the pita that got eaten was the chametz tikka pita, not the matzahs, not the two matzah pitas. And therefore, that's where you'd be able to be Mako. Adkan.